Welcome to Military History Podcast. My name is George Hageman, and you're listening to episode number 21, Smedley Butler, the Fighting Quaker. To learn more about my podcast, visit www.militaryhistorypodcast.blogspot.com or email me at militaryhistorypodcast@gmail.com. Smedley Butler was born in 1881 to two Quaker parents, one of whom, his father, had served as a congressman for 31 years. Butler enrolled in the Haverford School but dropped out after the U.S. declared war on Spain in 1898, and this was the Spanish-American War. Being only 16 at the time, however, Butler lied about his age and entered the Marines. In response to this lie, his father told him, "If thee is determined to go, thee shall go, but don't add another year to your age, my son. Thy mother and I weren't married until 1879. Butler then continued on to basic training and was eventually sent to Guantanamo Bay in Cuba, where he was almost killed by a lone sniper, Cuba being one of the possessions that the U.S. acquired after the Spanish-American War. Soon, he was sent to China, where he was one of the 295 U.S. Marines instructed to suppress the Boxer Rebellion. The Boxer Rebellion was a rebellion launched by anti-foreign Chinese and led by Empress Dowager, who was a traditionalist Chinese empress who did not want to outsource her power. The British were in fact outsourcing her power after their victory in the Opium Wars, and so her claims were legitimate. The Boxers, which started out as the Society of Harmonious Fists, then proceeded to attack all foreigners, briefly forcing them out of China. Naturally, the Western powers didn't like being forced out by the people they were governing, and so they created an eight-nation alliance to suppress the rebellion. Back to how this is relevant to Smedley Butler, it was in this war that Butler won an honorary Medal of Honor, and I'll explain this soon. He earned it by carrying a wounded officer from Tientsin for 17 miles through heavy fire, so that the officer could get medical attention. Butler was aided in this task by another lieutenant and four enlisted men. Each of the four enlisted men won a Medal of Honor. However, at this time, officers were not eligible to win the medal, and so Butler and the other lieutenant did not receive the medal, even though there is no doubt that if this rule didn't exist, they would have received it. Instead, Butler was promoted to captain. Butler then proceeded to Honduras, a Central American country, where he served only a brief stay, but it was here that he earned the nickname Old Gimlet Eye for his deep, penetrating stare. In 1914, the President of Mexico arrested several U.S. sailors, prompting the U.S. to send troops to occupy Veracruz, Mexico. Here, Butler became one of the 56 men to receive the Medal of Honor. And in this operation, many more U.S. soldiers received the Medal of Honor than they should have, so it diminished the prestige of having the medal. Because of this, Butler attempted to return his Medal of Honor, claiming that he should not have received it in the first place. However, his superiors told him to keep it and to wear it. In 1915, the U.S. forces attempted to secure Haiti against Cacos rebels, and Cacos means red ants in Creole. Among these U.S. forces was a 44-man patrol led by Smedley Butler. The patrol was ambushed in the middle of the night by 400 Cacos rebels, but the patrol set up a perimeter and managed to hold throughout the night. The next morning, Butler led a cavalry charge that hit the Cacos rebels from three directions and caused them to flee. After Butler led his assault, he claimed that he had outnumbered the rebels with only his 44 men against their 400. After this successful counterattack, the U.S. forces came upon the last remaining Cacos fortress. The commanders, seeing that there was only one possible way to attack the fortress, which was a frontal assault,